The Green Ranger steps off, dropping from the huge black shoulders of the Dragon Zord, and lands directly in front of the remaining Power Rangers on the street below.
Now, where were we?
Why come down? Why not just blow us up or step on us in that thing?
I am no coward, and I need those coins. They're no good to my Empress destroyed. Hand them over, and your deaths will be public, but merciful.
Yeah, right.
As you wish.
With that, he charges for them, summoning his dragon dagger in a flash of green light and engages the Rangers. Each of them bringing forth their own weapons in defense. Trini and Zack swing in. He blocks Zack with his dagger and uses his free leg to kick Trini in the gut and back. Billy comes in. Tommy falls backwards to allow the staff to just swing over his helmet. He then rolls forward to stand free of them all, diving as Kim fires in a shot from her bow. Again, he lets them come to him and skillfully continues to parry and weave to avoid or block every shot and swing, kicking and swinging his dagger to fight most of them off. His skill as Tommy helps, but his power and programming combine to make him more than a match for four of his own kind. After throwing off Zack another time, he sees his chance, his dagger glowing in his hands as he drives it down into the concrete below, and sending out a green shockwave that sends all of the Rangers flying back. Their armor sparking as it begins to fail. The Rangers fall to the earth, barely able to push themselves up to stand.
Too easy.
Tommy walks in with purpose. The first one he comes to is Kimberly. He reaches down, grabbing her by the throat and bringing her up. Unable to maintain her grip, Kim drops her bow as she is forced to rise. Tommy smiles beneath his helmet as he then reaches down for her morpher, for her coin, and grabs it with his thumb and forefinger, beginning to pull.
No! Someone! I can't! Tommy, stop!
She tries to kick, to call out, but she is too weak. Her armor flickers, showing her normal body and clothing beneath her for split seconds. But before Tommy can finish his task, the Green Ranger is thrown across the street as a car drives straight into him, sending him flying. The front bumper is totaled from the impact, but the job is done.
Kim!
Jason stands and tries to leap out of the car, but is held back by his damaged body and the IV drip he still has attached to him in the back seat. Mr. Hart beats him to it. Even after fighting past his ballooned airbag, he rushes out of the car and to his daughter as she stands weakly to face him.
Daddy?
I'm here, Kimmy. Are you hurt?
A little.
We have a lot to talk about, young lady.
Kimberly looks past to Jason as he finally pulls himself and his IV stand free of the car.
Yes. Yes, we do.
She then looks back to Tommy as he stands and readies himself to do battle again.
Later.
The three other Rangers have stood too, coming around to stand with Kim.
Hey, Mr. Hart. Nice to see ya. You wanna die with your daughter? That's sweet.
Is that Tommy?
Not everything I told you was a lie.
Tommy grins again, readies himself, and begins to charge. But before he takes three steps, his Green Ranger armor flickers. Not like Kim's a moment ago, or Billy's the night before.
What?
He falls to his knee, his body now weakened as his power begins to fail.
What is this?
His powers. They are failing.
Tommy tries to stand, but before he can, a voice comes over his ear implant.
Return to the ship, now.
No, I have them. I can finish this.
Tommy is covered in shimmers of light.
No!
He is gone.
What just happened?
The group turns around with a shock as the Dragon Zord now turns and begins to return to the sea. Perhaps I'm some sort of autopilot.
Let's get back to the CC.
Jason speaks, then looks over at Jonathan.
All of us.
The Repulsa throne room doors seem to fly open as Tommy barges into the room and up to Rita in a rage.
I had it. What happened to my powers?
A side effect. I did not think the drain was that significant.
What?
I've had the coin for centuries in your years. You really think I just kept it locked in this chest the whole time? I have been using it to charge a weapon of my own.
What weapon?
That is no concern of yours.
That is what you have been doing with the other coin. You are draining its power as well.
You gave me defective powers?
Silence! You will obey me, boy.
Tommy stops, his programming kicking in, and quickly drops to one knee.
Sorry, my Empress. I live to serve.
They have not failed you until now. You must have been using them a lot over the last few days. It must have a finite amount of power after all the years of using it. Finster!
Yes, my queen.
Take his coin and steady it. I need to know how much our work has drained it.
As you say.
You were in on this too, all these years.
My job is to serve, as is yours, General.
The white dog-like creature walks up to Tommy, who removes his power coin from his morpher obediently and hands it to Finster, who takes it with haste to his lab.
And the Dragonzord?
Without commands, it seems to have an automated return protocol. It is back in the sea from which it came. The Earth military tried to destroy it on its way. They failed.
Commander, allow me to assemble what forces we have and attack the planet. All the Rangers are distracted and weak.
No. I want those coins. Nothing else matters until I have them.
The Rangers and Jonathan Hart are now gathered in the command center. Jason had found some of his clothes he left at the base for emergencies and dressed, however still requiring the IV drip.
That's going to run out in an hour or two, and Zordon is fresh out of morphine.
If I get my powers back, they should heal me, right?
I think so, yeah. But I...
Yeah.
How did we get here? Who beamed us up?
Alpha made these wristwatches a week or two ago. All you have to do is press this button here and it sends signal to the teleporter to activate and return the source of a signal to the pad. Here.
For emergencies only.
As Zordon said.
You told me Billy brought you that watch as a gift.
He did, kinda. He helped Alpha design them.
Great. So now he knows how we've been transporting since we lost Alpha. Who cares? What just happened out there? Why did Tommy's powers fail?
Maybe his powers have a limit.
Ours don't.
So? As soon as he is powered up again, he'll come back for us. He knows where this base is. He got given one of those watches too. He'll come for us and he'll win. We did real well when it wasn't a fair fight. And now we have to face someone with powers like ours and we have failed. Every time.
Kim.
No, Zorda's gone. Jason has no powers. The Zords are destroyed. It's no match! We've lost!
The room goes silent for a moment. Not even Mr. Hart has the words.
No, not yet we haven't. Billy transported the Zords to their hangars. The auto repair functions are working, right?
Slowly.
Right. It will take time, but they'll be back. He didn't destroy them completely.
Jace, time is something we don't have. I guarantee it will take longer for them to be repaired than it will for Tommy to power back up. And even if it doesn't, they're no match for his Zord. The only one we have left that could take it is yours, and we can't call it without your powers. Face it, she's right. The Green Ranger was Rita's trump card. She played it. She won.
If we give up now, she has. But even if there's a 1% chance that we can win this, isn't that enough of a reason to keep fighting? The world needs us, Rangers.
The chamber goes silent again for a long few seconds as the group mull it over.
You know, when I saw what I saw last night, when I heard what Jason told me, I was mad. So mad that some alien kidnapped my little girl and forced her to join his army. I still am, in a way, but Jason's right. Seeing everything I've seen these past few months, I know the world can't beat these sons of bitches without you. And if you are the only ones who can use these powers, you need to try.
Oh, Dad.
Kimberly runs forward and throws her arms around her father.
I better call my mom.
the Repulsa. In a secret area of Finster's labs, hidden from all but herself and her loyal scientist until now, Rita stands before a complicated device. In it sits the Tyrannosaur's power coin, the object glowing a dim red light which seems to be feeding into the device of which it is connected. The red glow flows down from the device and into a long staff beneath it on a workbench. The staff is black, and at the end of it is a large golden circle forming into a crescent moon, and mounted at the center of the circle staff head is a red orb that glows as the power from the coin pulses into it.
When I found the coins many years ago, I began to study them, know them. Even now, Finster, and I barely begin to scratch the surface of what they are, the power they possess. I thought, until this day, that power was infinite. I was wrong. But the fact your powers have held up this long, Tommy, after centuries of work, shows the extent of the coin's power.
The staff. What is it?
It belonged to my mother, and her mother before her. It is said to have once had great power, but that power was taken from it a long, long time ago. My mother spent her life trying to restore it. Her studies were passed on to me. It wasn't long after I discovered the first coin that I realized that its power signature was of the same origin, that I could use them to restore what my family lost.
And you never thought to mention this until now? Never thought it could be useful in our war with Earth?
I did not want to risk it failing. I could not risk myself or the staff.
Of course not.
But now that I know the drain worked...
Finster approaches with a dragon coin in hand.
It didn't take long to get a reading, my queen. Now that I know how to take one.
And?
Its power has been drained significantly. Its power reading is less than half of what it was when we discovered it. It will work, but the more it is used, the greater chance it will fail.
How long until it works again?
Not long, but it would take twice your lifespan to restore it fully. You must not use it for extended periods over a short amount of time. And of course, without charging and with constant use, it will one day fail for good.
And the red coin?
We've had it for mere days, Empress. We can harness its power for many years before it will be drained enough to affect it in any meaningful way.
Very good. Continue using the red coin and find a way to stabilize the green one fast. I want my Power Ranger back.
Finster bows.
I will do what I can.
Yeah, Mom, I know. I know, but it's spring break and I wanted to spend it with my friends from out of town. I don't know, one more night. Maybe two? I know. Listen, I'll pass you over to Mr. Hart. Listen to him. Here.
Mrs. Kwan? Hey there, this is Jonathan, Kimberly's dad. Yeah, I know, it's sudden.
Behind the frantic phone call, inside the command center's main chamber, Kimberly sits on one of the dim consoles next to Billy. Billy working away on something on top of the console.
I wish we had that excuse. We got another week before spring break.
Yeah, I called in sick again this morning.
How are your parents not writing you out?
I told my dad I'm at a science roadshow for a few days. Bribed my buddy Dan to cover for me. I am starting to owe that guy a lot of favors.
And he doesn't mind you skipping school?
I told him he could give me a leg up into getting into a fancy tech college. He said just this once.
Wow. Well, you're working on advanced tech, all right. How's it coming?
I think I'm close. But honestly, he and I only went over the basics of his schematics. A lot of it is guesswork.
Billy peers through his protective eye goggles at Alva's head as he uses something of a welding tool to work on it.
More than any of us know. How many hours after school have you spent here?
Too many. Like I said, I've been getting a lot of B's on my tests lately.
Gotcha.
Across from them, Zack is comforting Jason, taking his mind off the pain. The IV drop removed. The morphine having run dry a while ago.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Hey, really. That was a good speech. That's why the leader coin chose you for sure. But do we actually have a plan?
If Billy can get Alpha working again, we might...
How's it feeling?
Like I was stabbed yesterday. But the doctor did amazing work.
Good. So, Tommy, go ahead and say it. You told me so.
Yeah, but who could have predicted this? What he's done? This is...
Yeah. You think we can bring him back? The real Tommy?
That's just it. I'm worried this is the real Tommy.
Hours pass until, after many apologetic phone calls and excuses were made to the outside world, Billy speaks up.
I think I might have it.
The group run up, Alpha's head placed on the flat surface above the console with wires feeding into it from all directions.
He's going to have to tell me how to fix his body, but I think I have him.
Billy presses a switch inside the bottom of Alpha's headpiece and steps back, holding his breath until finally, the red visor lights up and begins to scan.
System restart initiated. Ocular and auditory systems online.
Alpha?
Trini? Billy! Rangers! I cannot move!
I couldn't fix your body. Too much damage. But your head was intact. I figured if I got you back, you could help me figure the rest out.
I remember! Jason! Thank the Maker you are okay! Tommy!
They know.
And Zordon?
Tommy destroyed the core and took my coin. And that's just the start. It's bad, Alpha. Really bad. We need you.
I think you had better catch me up to speed.
It takes only a few minutes to tell the tale of the last few days. But when it is through, even Alpha is speechless for a few moments.
Rangers, we had no idea Bandora still had the other coin.
Do you know where the ship is?
On your moon.
Where exactly?
Maybe if you could connect me to the computers, I can use our scanners to find it. But first we need to reroute systems so as to bypass Zordon's core and go to the backups. What is working?
Just the teleporters, the 3D printers, and the lights. Not much else.
That is all we need. Listen carefully and follow what I say, Billy.
That night, Tommy Oliver returns home and sleeps in his own bed once more. His mother's so happy to see him, she barely pries into where he has been. But his sleep is not restful. His dreams are filled with images of what he did to Jason, to Alpha, to Zordon, to everyone he has hurt. It ends with him seeing the eyes of a terrified woman below his dragon sword, her last seconds of life before his vehicle stepped on her. He sits up on his bed, sweat pouring down his bare form. For that brief moment, he is Tommy Oliver again, tears filling his eyes and beginning to roll down his cheeks. But as quickly as he returned to lucidity, he is snapped back just as quick.
Green Ranger, return to the ship now.
On my way.
Tommy dresses quickly, transporting up to the Repulsa and heading directly for the labs once told that is where she would be. He enters the newly revealed room and bows before her.
I have something for you, Finster.
Finster steps forward, holding out a long, ornate black and silver sword with a red rune in it, not unlike that in Rita's staff.
Take it.
Tommy stands and takes the sword as told.
What is it?
It belonged to a warrior my forces slayed long ago. I have come to call it the Sword of Darkness. Catchy, don't you think?
I already have weapons.
Yes. But not like this. Like my staff, it was once a great source of power, a receptor that can be filled once more. Hold it out.
What?
Do it.
She turns to Finster.
You're sure this will work?
If your staff's power works as you were told as a child, then it will do as you command.
Rita nods, reaching over and taking the staff. She exhales, closing her eyes to take in the moment as she finally wields it, letting the end of it touch the ground like a cane and turning, holding it out towards the sword Tommy holds. The red rune at the staff's head glows and begins to shimmer light into the sword. The weapon glows as the power infuses it.
I'm returning a sample of what was taken from the coin. It would take many years to restore the coin itself, but a temporary charge of power into another item like this sword will give you both a secondary power source to stabilize your powers and a mighty new weapon with which to slay our enemies. There we are.
She stops the process and returns her staff to a standing position.
It will need recharging every so often, but it should last for more than enough time to kill the Rangers tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bah! Is this what we are reduced to? Magic wands and enchanted swords?
As I recall, our Emperor uses a power source in his staff just like this one. You simple beings call anything you don't understand magic. But if it is what your small mind can grasp, then by all means, yes, call it that. Science has failed us. We are fighting power. We need power. More than our machines can give us.
Absurd.
Goldar turns and marches out of the room.
Your pet seems upset.
Oh, indeed. Rest here for the rest of the night. You attack first thing tomorrow.
Tommy did as he was told, making his way to his usual guest quarters. He walks into the room, the door sliding back, and too busy studying his new sword to notice something else in the room. He jumps with a start when he hears the voice.
Hello there.
Scorpina, what do you... These are my quarters.
And so they are.
She stands, a grin plastered on her face. She looks at him as though a predator would size up its prey.
What do you want?
Company. My husband's commanding the night shift on the bridge, and... Well, let's just say I'm tired of being with a loser.
Then maybe you should stop looking in the mirror.
This Yushimate has so much fire. I like it. You're right, though. I'm not having much luck on your mud ball so far. Maybe you can give me a few tips?
Scorpina now reaches up and removes her headpiece, her long, straight black hair falling around her shoulders and back. If he did not know better, he would think she was human. She certainly was beautiful.
How old are you in human years?
Just turned 18.
Good.
She walks with purpose and seduction towards him, getting dangerously close now.
Tell me, Tommy, have you ever been with a woman?
I had a girlfriend on Earth. In what way?
You know in what way.
No.
That sounds like the old you, Tommy. I want the new you.
She reaches around him and presses the button on the wall to close the door behind him.
I don't know about this.
Obey me as you would Rita. You have no need for that shy act. I have seen you in battle. I know who you are. Be that person for me. Now.
She now begins to remove her armor. He swallows, but does not move his gaze away.
I can do that. What do you want me to do?
You show me your tricks, I'll show you mine.
He doesn't have a chance to say another word as she leaps onto him, their lips meeting. The rest is a blur. Back at the command center, Zack is checking his phone, looking at a rather interesting image from the world news coverage of the last few days.
Yeah, someone snapped a few shots of Billy when his power spilled, all right. But they're blurry. Don't think anyone will figure out who he is from that.
My parents might. My friends...
Billy swallows, looking at the shots as Zack flicks through them.
One problem at a time. We ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Alpha?
Alpha is now completely hooked up to the command center via various more wires that are connected to his detached head. With Billy's mind and a few bodies to do as he says, the connection was a simple one.
It worked!
Power has been restored! I am hooked into the command center controls. Everything is online but the core.
Is there nothing you can do?
I can try. Zordon knew that having all of what he was on one piece of hardware was a mistake. He backed up his systems every night to a secondary database below ground. As long as the connections were not completely destroyed, I might be able to bring him back.
Might?
It depends on how much of his original core was damaged, and what can be repaired.
You can do it, Alpha. But for right now, we need to know where Bandora's ship is.
Scanners online. I am hooking into Earth's satellites. Scanning. Scanning.
Above one of the right-hand consoles, a hologram appears of the moon. A grid pattern over it and red lines moving over as each section is scanned. It then stops, a circle crosshair appearing and focusing in on a section, zooming in and showing the Repulsa.
Ah, I have them! Coordinates programmed into the teleporter.
Wait a minute, what's the plan here?
What time is it there?
Internal scans show that they have set their chronometers to the time zone of the east coast of North America. It is currently 3 a.m. ship time.
Then that's our window. We teleport in, grab Jason's coin, and get out.
It won't be that simple.
Alpha, life readings? What are we up against?
Indeterminate, but I am reading 54 life forms. I am also picking up a human life sign on board.
Tommy.
Let's hope he's sleeping.
Okay, let's move.
Whoa. Where are you going?
To get my coin back.
Like hell you are. You just got out of the hospital. You nearly died.
But this is my coin.
We'll get it. I promise. Once you have it, you'll be yourself again. We hope. But until then...
He's right, Jason.
All right. But I think a smaller team would stand a better chance of keeping it low and quiet. Billy, you stay here. We'll work with Alpha on getting him on his feet and... hopefully... get Zordon back.
Okay.
Good idea. Trini, Kim, let's move.
Kimmy.
Jonathan grabs her arm as she goes to follow.
Dad, they need me. You said it yourself.
Your mother's gonna kill me. Okay.
He looks to Zach.
You get her back safe.
You have my word.
Hart nods. The three departing Rangers heading for the teleportation room and setting their coordinates for the heart of the enemy.
Good luck, Rangers.
The pink, black, and yellow Rangers appear in their colors of light. Alpha picked the most derelict place he could find, some empty living quarters.
Split up. Stay in touch, but keep quiet. Meet back here when we have it.
Got it.
Right.
They move forward, unfortunately unable to stop the door from making noise as it goes. Trini moves first, peering around the door and checking both directions to make sure no one is there. She then motions to the others, all moving out of the room as silently as they can, and move off in separate directions.
Kim, I'm going right.
I was going right. You go left.
Why does it... All right, fine. See you soon.
Yeah.
The three Rangers split and began to start scoring the ship, hiding in every nook and cranny they can find whenever they see or hear anyone. Zach has finally made it up to the fourth deck. With no maps to guide them, this was taking a long time. He estimates over 2 hours had passed as he hides, skulks, and weaves his way around the ship, checking every room. What he was looking for, he did not know, but he knew he would know it when he saw it. Kimberly, meanwhile, had reached the upper living quarters. At least she thought that's where she was. She moved down one hall carefully, making sure not to wake anyone inside, but she didn't have to. She strained with a start as one of the left doors opened. She quickly ran to move behind a large groove, hidden from sight from whoever emerged. She turned her head to look around the wall and seeing Scorpina. She walked out of the door, her helmet in her hands and a smile on her face. She was humming. Kim frowned, but then moved back straight up so as to hide in the shadows as Scorpina walked down the hallway and right past her, heading off and around a corner. Kimberly heard the elevator activate and the door open a few moments later. She was finally alone again.
That was close.
Zack had now found his way to the labs. He didn't know if he would find anything here, but it looked important. He was soon joined by Trini.
How did you get here? You were supposed to be going down to the lower decks.
I found a map on the wall. There's nothing in the lower decks but engineering and cargo bays.
So go find the bridge or something.
No way. This looks way too important. You'll need help.
Okay, but keep it down. You take that room. I'll take this way.
Right. Meet back here.
Zack nods and moves forward into the larger lab area as Trini moved over and pressed herself up against the opposite far wall, pressing to open it and scoping the room for people. When she saw none, she moves. The room seemed like a medical room of some sort. A hard slab-like bed. A few medical tools around, but restraints on the table in the position of all four humanoid limbs.
Oh god, what do they do in here?
Her question is answered almost immediately, as she sees a screen showing readings of a human body. At least she thinks it is. The writing and symbols are alien, nothing she can read.
Damn it, if only I could...
She only has to think it, and the suit does it, her visor scanning the text and morphing it before her eyes. English letters and numbers now appearing in front of the alien ones. And when she sees the name...
Tommy.
Zack now is scouting the main lab, looking over instruments, but finds nothing but nightmare fuel. He sees golem soldiers growing in bubbling tanks, brains in jars. He didn't want to know what those were for. He is about to move on when the wall ahead of him opens up.
Shit!
He dives down, hiding behind a workbench just in time as something walks out from the newly revealed room.
Fix my Green Ranger. Make my family staff work. She will ask me to turn waste into gold next.
Zack does not recognize the white alien. It looks almost like a white dog with glasses on the end of its nose. It doesn't notice Zack, however, moving off and out of the lab entirely. Noticing the newly formed door beginning to close and knowing something important had to be in there, Zack stood and ran, throwing himself into the room just as the door closed. He landed on the ground with a thud.
Ah!
He stands, dusting his black armor off and shaking his head. The wall behind him now shut. He turns from looking at it, his eyes scanning the room, and stops. He moves forward, seeing Rita's staff on the table ahead. And above it, still in the device, is the Tyrannosaurus power coin. He activates his internal communicator to the others.
Guys, jackpot!
Kimberly walks now with a bit more speed towards the elevator, having gotten word from Zack. But in her haste, she fails to see the gold sword until it is almost too late.
Ah!
She leaps back as Scorpina steps out from the shadows.
I knew I heard something. Welcome aboard.
She brings up her wrist-mounted comlink.
Sound the alarms! We have intruders! Oh, fuck! Ah!
She doesn't get the word out as Scorpina swings for her again with her curved boomerang-shaped sword. Back in the lab, Zack now swears aloud himself as he runs and quickly grabs Jason's coin from the device, pulling it out and free. Running for the wall from which he came and pressing what looks to be a panel to open it. He runs into the main lab, now joined by Trini.
I think we're busted.
You think?
I found out what they did to Tommy, downloaded what I could into my suit. Did you get it?
Zack holds up the coin for her to see.
Time to go home.
Kim? Kim, can you hear me? Are you ready for transport?
Ah!
Kimberly, having now produced her bow to block the sword, just having deflected it when she gets the call.
Am I ever?
Alpha, we have it. We need out of here. Now!
Locking on teleporters!
Below in a quarter corridors, the fight between the two women continue. Scorpina getting in a glancing blow.
How ironic you're here now, Kimberly. I've heard a lot about you. You and Tommy were coupling before we fixed him, right?
Fix isn't the word I would use, lady.
Amusing that I shall take your life on the same day I took his innocence.
What?
In the lab, Zack and Trini were now being joined by the company, as Imperial soldiers now swarm them. The two are keeping them at bay with their feet and fists, but in this confined space, they were not sure for how long.
Alpha, we need that transport.
They are ready to deflect their shield. I'm having trouble locking off.
Please, hurry.
Tommy emerges from his quarters, his eyes clouded by sleep as he strains to wake, but soon snaps into action as he sees troops running down the hall.
Intruders alert. All warriors to the science labs.
Tommy scowls and marches out of his room to battle. Elsewhere, Rita has also awoken and calls up to the bridge demanding answers.
What is it? What is happening?
Three rangers have been sighted on board. I am mobilizing all troops to their location. I am almost to the labs myself.
They are here for the coin. Get them! Now!
The lab fills with more reinforcements. Zack jumping and spinning a kick. Sending one flying over a bench behind him and taking out a jar or something and the man behind him. Trini now leaps up into the table in front of her and kicks a blaster weapon from two enemy hands. Before jumping off and striking them both down with a double strike as she falls.
I have you! Teleporting now!
Zack stops for a moment after fighting off another soldier and looks up seeing Goldar appearing into the room just as he is covered in light.
No! Stop them!
Zack brings up his right hand and waves mockingly, his helmet almost showing his grin beneath as he and Trini are gone. Below, Scorpina looks to be getting the best of Kim, pushing her against the wall by her throat.
Just so you know, little girl, it was good.
She reels back for the final strike, but as she does, all grows silent in the corridor for a second, until Tommy comes running around the corner.
What happened? Where'd they go?
She says nothing, just lowers her head. She had failed again, but she took a small bit of satisfaction out of knowing what was told.
It was your other flame, my dear. I'm afraid she got away.
What?
Jason and Mr. Hart now run up the aft of the command center main control room as the doors pull back and the three rangers come in, now no longer morphed. Smiles on their faces, all that is but for Kim.
What happened? Did you...
He trails off as Zack brings up his hand and produces the coin.
I promised, didn't I?
Rita stands before her generals, her ranger, clutching at her staff. She is grateful that it too was not taken, but her gratitude does not overcome her seething rage.
What happened?
The men on guard duty have been executed, Commander.
Perhaps you should arrange one for yourself. You were in command, yes?
Goldar nods, lowering his head.
Their armor must mask their life readings.
And you?
She marches up to Scorpina, slamming the end of her staff into the ground and resting her weight upon it.
Where were you?
Scorpina cannot meet her eye. Looking over and meeting Tommy's, they share a knowing look.
I am sorry. I was resting. Sorry? You're sorry? You're always sorry. All of you are sorry, and all of you fail me. Time and time again. No more. We know the location of their base, yes?
I do. The coordinates are in this watch.
Then take everyone, everything we have, and end this now.
The Power Rangers gather and revel in this minor victory. Jason having morphed a few minutes ago. It did as was promised. He was healed. He now stands demorphed again, but certainly feeling a lot better. He watches as Alpha 5, his body having been remade with the center's advanced 3D printers along with Billy's tech-savvy hands, and Trini go over the data she took from the Repulsa's medical lab. As good as it was to see Alpha himself fully again, the news was grim.
Tommy's brain has been overridden with programming from this chip you see here.
So we take out the chip, we get Tommy back?
Not that simple. They also conditioned him. Hard. But the chip is a start.
Then that's the plan.
We need to beat him first. Get through his armor. And Kim, I'm sorry to say that if the difference between winning and losing is saving Tommy over just stopping him, we have to make that call. Agreed?
We need to try.
We will. Right, Jace?
Right.
As they continue going over their next moves, Billy now takes Kimberly to the side.
Are you okay? You've been out of it since you guys got back.
Kim looks over at her dad, her gaze meeting his.
Ask me again later.
Okay.
What's that?
Trouble!
Outside in the rocky desert beyond, thunderous footsteps boom, shaking the loose rocks across the ground. From the horizon marches the Dragonzord. But it is not alone. Peering from the dust of dawn's first light comes hundreds of golem soldiers, flanked by almost 50 golden troopers, and led in march by Goldar and Scorpina. An army. An invasion force. Inside, the Rangers watch this on screens around them.
They're going to destroy the center! If they do that...
No more Zordon. Ever.
What's our progress on that?
Slow, but I think I am getting somewhere. The hardware is our next step. Then the download.
We're gonna need Billy out there with us this time.
Of course.
I'll help the robot. I mean, as much as I can. I can take orders and use a tool or two.
No, Dad, you have to leave. Now.
I'm not leaving you, Kimmy. Ever.
She sighs, knowing she will never change his mind.
All right, then. This is it. Ready?
With you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Call it, Jace.
Okay. It's morphin' time!
Power Rangers, the audio drama, episode 7, Heart of the Dragon. Narrated by Alex Justice. Starring Nick Erickson as Jason, Joey Solis as Tommy, Catherine Black as Kimberly and Scorpina, Kenneth Toles Jr. as Zach, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini, Jeannie McGinnis as Rita, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Rex Anderson as Jonathan Hart, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Thaddeus Gilmer as Finster. Original music composed by Declan Gilgallon. Go-Go Power Rangers by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Green Ranger theme by Ron Wasserman. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Sound effects sourced from freesounds.org and pond5.com. Based off Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban and the comics by Kyle Higgins and Ryan Parrott. To find out updates on this show and to find more great shows like this, follow us on Twitter at Scyther Podcasts or find us on Facebook at Scyther Audio Dramas. This is an independent fan production with no affiliation with Saban or Hasbro.